Scenic Sandpoint, Idaho is situated adjacent to Lake Ponderé. Currently, there is one railroad bridge crossing the lake and heading into Sandpoint, but BNSF says the time has come to build a second adjacent bridge.
Currently, we're looking at roughly 50, sometimes less, sometimes more, trains a day, and they funnel through this area on the bridge. And if there's an issue with this bridge, if there's a slowdown, if there's track work, it just leads to trains backing up in both directions.
That's BNSF spokesman Gus Malonis, who says rail traffic in the region has increased to the point that a new bridge is necessary. Part of the increase is due to more coal and oil train traffic. But that additional traffic is of concern to Sandpoint City Councilwoman Shannon Williamson, who worries about the impact those trains could have.
Not just our health and safety from potential derailments and explosions, but just devastating consequences for water quality. If a train were to derail and puncture, we're not prepared. We're not in a position. We don't have the equipment that we need to contain a spill of that magnitude.
In the last few years, there's been an increase in accidents related to oil trains, including one in Quebec last July that killed 47 people. Since March, there have been at least 10 large crude oil spills in the United States and Canada because of rail accidents. According to the U.S. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Administration, the number of gallons spilled in the United States last year far outpaced the total amount spilled by railroads from 1975 through 2012. Despite that record, Gus Malona says BNSF's safety record is impressive.
On our northern corridor tier, and that operates from the Great Lakes across the plains through the Rockies to the Pacific Northwest ports, and that includes through Sandpoint, we have not had one fatality as a result of a hazmat release since 1981.
Malonis adds that as a common carrier, by law, BNSF is required to move all kinds of freight and cannot pick and choose what they haul. He says there are plans to update the railroad with newer tank cars that can more safely haul the Bakken crude oil that's more corrosive than other oil, but he didn't know the timeline for their delivery. The plan for the new bridge will have to be approved by a number of agencies, including the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Army Corps of Engineers. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.